very briefly, go over what we did at the end of the shiur, whenever it was, a couple of days ago, I don't know when last year was, but a couple of days ago, and then we'll move on and we'll see if we can, Yitz Hashem, more or less finish the sugya. So, show so far, where are we up to? We said two things at the end of the shiur a couple of days ago. We first mentioned the Shitas Hariyas, which we argued is a sheet of many Rishonim. It seems to be the Rambam Shita, as well as the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur. Nobody speaks like the Ritva about all the walls having fallen. They speak about only the fact that the Kaira is less than 10. And based on that, the halachas of Chakak, etc., etc., are applying. So we said an idea like this, that these sheets understand that Hagam, the Lashon Mavoi, is being used here. But we give examples that the Lashon Mavoi sometimes refers even to an aspect of the Mavoi. Here, the Meduber is the Pesach HaMavoi. Pesach HaMavoi. The Pesach HaMavoi is being created, being built Michadash. Therefore, it has Dinim Chadoshim of a brand new Mavoi. It has a Din of Tchilas Mavoi. The Mavoi here meaning Tchilas. And therefore the shear, the appropriate shear is the full shear mavi, which is the machlekes dalet amos or dalet tvachim. And as we said, as a pesach, say poshim shot, as a pesach, it has to be patuach into a mavi. And so therefore I'm choykek, a mokum inside of the pesach, that is where the mavi is leading into, and that's the shear. It's niftach into that part of the mavi. Hagam, it seems posha that the Mavui is mitzarif to the rest. The Pesach, I'm sorry, is mitzarif to the already existing Mavui. But the shear, based on as being a new Pesach, has the shear of a tchilas Mavui, a full shear Mavui. That was point one. The second point we said, we based ourselves on a Ritva. The Ritva asked the question, says, V'im taimar imishim hekshir Mavui boi dalet tfachim. So he says, if the shear Orech Mavoi is 4, how can you have that? Because then you're going to come out with a shear of Orkei Karachboi. And that can't be. So the Ritva gave two solutions. Solution one, he seemed to say, was, well, it's mitzarev to the rest of the Mavoi. As being mitzarev to the rest of the Mavoi, it therefore has included in the shear the rest of the Mavoi as well. So it is Orcha Yesa Rochvi. That's one. Two, he said, Stam, V'chi Amrinim B'Mavoi Damle Barabo, Hainu Dalet Tfachim, Sechikai Shem Dalet Umashu. What did he mean by this addition? What was he after? What was he trying to bring out? So we said that the Ritva is saying two things. He's saying the way Rav Yosef's din of Dalet Tfachim expresses itself is only going to be in a case of when it's been starved to a larger mavui. Because of the din of Orka Yesel Rochboi, the only way it'll work is if it's been starved to a larger mavui, so therefore the Erech is taka going to be more than, at least the Reicha, it'll be more than Tefor Tvachim. But the Ritva, as I understand it, is saying something else. If indeed you'll build a mavui that will only have an Erech of Dalet Tvachim, you're right, it can't work. And it's going to have at least Dalet Umashu in order for the Orkoi to be larger than Rochbe. Which means we took out of this another Chiddush. We said there are two dinim in Mavui. There's the din mitzad the shir, and the din mitzad the tzura. The shir Mavui indeed is Dalet Tvachim. But there's another din, tzuras Mavui, that a Mavui has to have a tzura, a tzura of Orcha Yesar Rochbe. Mishum the tzura, sometimes the shear will have to change in order to fit that tzura. But in a case in which the tzura fits, then in Achinami, I can deal with my shear of Dalet Tvachim and have a shear Mavi. Ad kana dvarim. Good? All right. Namshich. This all we've talked about is the Erech of the Mavui. So what about the Reichav? So the Rosh says, when the Rosh paskins this din, he says, Im haya gavoya pachis me'aser tvachim chaykik by dal ramis the teich erech amavui l'roichav kol amavui kedei lahashlima la'aser tvachim kabaye chaykik by dal ramis. We're passing like Abaye. He says the width, the roichav, is the roichav of the entire mavui. Why do you need the roichav of the entire mavui to be nechkak? With the Mishnah Berurah? Sorry, I'll get back to you in just a minute.
The Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah. That's what it sounds like. He was speaking it out like Rabbi Lloyd shouldn't have a shir. That's how I understand it. The Ritva was trying to say in this sugya, that's how it'll work itself out.
It's
the same idea. He Tasis doesn't ask it that way. Tasis says, I forgot the dollar to come Rabbi Yosef. Tasis talking about a minimum size mavui. So saying it's never just actually going to be that way because it didn't sound like he was talking specifically about our sugya. The Mishnah verse says, Al Pnei Kol Rochba, Yidim Yishoyer Hefzeg Bein Achakik Ubein Aksolim, Le Yuchlu Aksolim Leit Starf Lehem, Uchein Aksolim La Mavui Domi. So the Mishnah Berurah says the need to be chaykek al pnei kol rochbay is in order to have the chakak being adjacent to the walls. Otherwise, the mavoi doesn't have a din that it's connected to the walls. It says im yishar hefsek bein achakik ubein aksolim lo yuchlu aksolim litzarif lehen. There's no kesher between the walls of the mavoi and the chakak. Based on that, he says there's a problem. But if I don't have love, there's no connection between the walls. He says this for shame the prima godim. As Arya pointed out, I don't remember this, but now that you mentioned it, I went looking for the prima godim. It doesn't really say this, the prima godim. The prima godim deals with the chakira in terms of love. The Mishnah Berurah took out of it, as I understand it, he took out this chiddush. That the need for Al Pnei Rochbay was in order to connect the walls of the Mavoy to the Chakak. L'chayra, Dvarm Tumim. Dvarm Tumim. I mean, what about the Deifanim Tsoi? The Ritva saying that the Deifanim Tsoi is connected to the rest of the Mavoy. The Haraya, he answers his question by saying, why is this Arka Yeser al Rochbay? Because this Chakak is going to be starved to the larger Mavoi. The Deif and Himsoi can be far back from those walls. There doesn't seem to be any Cheshvan, any Dinim in terms of the Deif and Himsoi. Elamai, what did we say? We said that there are Dinim of Chayri HaMavoi. In Achinami, the Mavoi has a wall, let's say, like even according to the Ritva, five Tvachim, has a break and then another Chakak. But it's all mitzdarf midin chayre hamavoy mitzdarf to the walls. My shna that studim. How could it be worse? So let it be chayre hamavoy. But why do I need that? You see, in the back wall, you don't need that connection. So why would I need it in the side walls? So plea it to me. I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah. The Gaon Yaakov has a whole different approach as to why I need a chakak al pnei rochbay. His approach is this. There's a din that the kaira has to be from kaisel to kaisel. Kaira has to run along from one kaisel to the next. Zokter chidush. That a shame kaisel is only there if there is a chakak below the kaisel of ten tefachim. If under the kaira there is no chakak of asara tefachim, doesn't have a shame kaira. He says, since I need a shem kaira, al panei kol ha-pesach, from kaisel to kaisel, al korachach, I have to have a chakak of ten tefachim below that kaira, and that gives the kaira a shem kaira, al panei kuloi, and therefore I need al panei kol rochbay. He does not explain, that all suffices for directly under the kaira. Why do I need to go Dalet Amos into the Mavui? Doesn't speak about it. Presumably, following the Svar we've been saying until now, since this whole idea is, this is the Pesach, a Pesach need, has to be a Pesach to something. Presumably, as a Pesach, Kaira, Pesach, etc., I need the Dalaramas to go in all the way as well. Okay. I kind of done. Time out. I want to go over to something else. I'm going to minimize. I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. In fact, before I do that, let me raise the issue. The Rosh Beferish Paskins, the din is Alpanei Kol Rochli. Hu Adin, the tour, that's also the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. As you all know, there is a very interesting Rambam, even more interesting in the Rif. The Rambam's Lashon on the Psak here is, he says, Hayagavai Pachais Me'asara Choykeg Bay Meshech Arba Amas Arba Amas. The Rambam says the shear that is meduber is dalanamas al dalanamas, not al pnei kol rochbi. This sheet of dalanamas to dalanamas is mentioned not only the Rambam; it's mentioned in the Rif. It's mentioned in the Haggadah Mordechai, Hashem the Marami Rottenberg. I found it in the Sefer Hamayros. I found it in the Mordechai. It's in many places. So the Meiri brings the Rif, and he says, it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. Yesh li smel loshen a Rif, shekosev chaykik boyal dalanamas al dalanamas. He says, elevadai le yaradnu. We'll get back to his kash exactly a little bit later. He says, elevadai le yaradnu l'seif daitayim kosev zebek havona, elish yesh lanu leimar, he was falling asleep when he wrote this down. Vashigar Lishinhu. And he just wrote, you know, he always Dalamas Dalamas. Just, you know, he was learning mezuzah, Dalamas Dalamas. So while he was falling, that's how it happened. Now, that's a very interesting mahalach in the Rif. A lot, it's happened to a lot of people. Hashgachas Hashem. It happened to the Rambam. It happened to the Rami Ruttenberg. They were all falling asleep when they wrote it. And they happen to write these words, Daladamas of Daladamas. Obviously, that cannot be pshat in the Rambam. It's the Meiri's way of saying he doesn't really have a pshat. How can it be? How can Daladamas al Daladamas be a shir? The Meiri expresses himself. He says, it's either one of two things. He says, let's go back now to his actual, the words of the Meiri himself. He says, saying, if the shear, if the width is a minimum shear of dalet tfachim, so let it be dalet amas of dalet tfachim. If it's the entire width, al p'katen kol rochbei. But where do we fish out a shear of dalet amas? That's the kasha of the Meiri on the Rif. The Gaon Yaakov, as you may have saw, Gaon Yaakov says there is a toh sofer in the Rif. It can't be said dalet amas of dalet amas. He proves it because he says when the Rosh quotes the Rif, he doesn't say Dalaramas to Dalaramas. Must be didn't have the gear saw. And therefore he says, his mahalach is in both the Rambam and the Rif, there's a Toh Sefer, it can't be. It's got to be Dalaramas al Dalatvachim, if it's anything at all. As I said before, the Gaon Yaakov's approach is, no, they weren't falling asleep. It's just a lot of Seferim made a lot of mistakes. We have to say the Rif's, the Sefer of the Rif made a mistake. The Sefer of the Rambam made a mistake. The Sefer of the Haggadah Mordechai made a mistake. The Sefer of the Haggadah Sashri made a mistake. And finally, the Sefer of Amoris made a mistake. That cannot be.
Maybe the Rosh made a mistake.
But even if he did, there is a pshat here of Dalet Amas to Dalet Amas.
If it's Dalet of Dalet, why is there a Chatzar?
Good question. And it's, if it's Dalet Amas to Dalet Amas. Right. So Reb Simcha Zisul Breida has an approach. Reb Simcha Zisul Breida is the only place. This kasha of Dalaramas is I saw it in Kama Achronim. Everybody leaves the Rambam Shver. The Bach leaves them Bitzarachian. Nobody had, as I saw, a pshat, except in one place. Simcha Zisl made an attempt. So Simcha Zisl's attempt was to say the following. He said, when the Rambam said Dalet Amos Dalet Amos, he didn't really mean Dalet Amos Dalet Amos. He meant Dalet Amos Ad Dalet Amos Ve'le Bichlal. It means 4 Amos up to 3.99 Amos, and therefore I was creating a shear of Orakali. And really, that was the size of the Pesach, and if you have a Dalet Amos this way, the Pesach had to be, couldn't be larger than this. And the Rambam just means, that's all he means. It's difficult in the Rambam to say that. Huh? Yeah, so he's saying what the Rambam was, why the Rambam said it this way is because if the Orech is Dalet, so the Chakak can't be that wide. Can't be. So he was talking about a case where the Pesach was only going to be less than 4. And that's what the Rambam meant. If it's Dalet Amos, you could have up to a Chakak of 3.9. Very difficult, doesn't fit the words, there's no indication in the words, and it's very fair. So we're back to square one. It's one big kasha. What is the Shesicha Sarabim over here? It could be, we said in the Rosh, Al Panei Rochbay, we have the Goyin Yaakov at least. But in the Rambam, it's Shver. What does he mean? Okay. Now, before I mamshich with that, I want to share with you something. We're going to minimize for a moment. And we're going to talk about a sugya in sukkah, very briefly. A sugya in sukkah. Everybody learned sukkah here, more or less. If you didn't learn sukkah, you learn it now. The first sugya in sukkah discusses the height of a sukkah as being, it cannot be more than 20 amas. There are several opinions that are listed as for the purpose of why a sukkah, the tam, why a sukkah can't be more than 20 amas. One reason is Rabbah. Rabbah is important to us here in Erevin 2. Rabbah says, the man yedu derisechem ki basukah is hishaftis b'nei Yisrael. Ad esrim ama adam yodeh shudar basukah. Lamal mesrim ama in adam yodeh shudar basukah. We've talked about the sheet before. This is crucial for us here in Erevin because this sheet assumes l'shalta b'ina. Person doesn't recognize, doesn't see, doesn't recognize he's sitting under schach if it's more than 20 amas. And that is pashtus the basis of the Shita that holds Kerem Mishum Heker can't be more than 20 Amos either. 20 Amos seems to be, at least according to the Rabbanon, the maximum shear that I can account for a person saying that he'll recognize he's sitting under a sukkah. That's one sheet. Shita 2 is Reb Zeira. Says that if the sukkah is more than 20 Amos high, you're not going to get any shade from the schach. When it's so high up, the shade that would any shade that would appear on the floor of the sukkah won't be from the schach. It'll be from the walls of the sukkah. Shita number 3 is Rava. Rava Shita is because there's a din in Sukkah that cannot have walls that are kavua. A Sukkah has to be, by definition, a diras aroi. More than 20 amas, it becomes diras kevin, it's possible. Very good. So we now have, very wonderfully, 3 Shitas as to the height of a Sukkah. We now are told various Shitas in the Amoraim as to what is the length and width of a sukkah. And one of those shitas is a shita of Rav Hanan bar Rabba Amarav. He says that the shita is kedei roishay v'rubay v'shulchanay. It's a shear that holds the head, the ruba, which is the shoulders of the person, the rave of the person, as well as a table. Anybody know what that shear is? That's the halacha, gentlemen. This is the din. This is how we pass it. Shulchan Aruch everywhere. I don't can't know of no rishon that is chaylik on this din. And the din is pasha zayin al zayin. It's a shear that contains reish v'rubay. The rishonim say is 6. Table 1, 7. Shalom al Yisrael. So the Gemara makes the following issue. Wants to know. Keman az lohadam rabba chanan by rabba mrab. Machloikis p'shena machzechis helekadei reish v'rubay v'shulchanay. Of a machzek is yoyser mikdei roishav rubay v'shulchanoi afilu mali mesra makshera keman zech the Gemara teloy kichad. Gemara says it doesn't really work according to any of the shitas. Why not? Because as the Rishonim explain, the shade, you'd have shade. more than that shear. In fact, the Gemara seems to say until Dalet Amos you'll get shaved. In terms of the height, you'll have the height. The kviya should be there. In terms of the lashi to recognizing that it's above, what's the difference? The size. The size is going to change that. So there seems to be no reason to explain that this whole machloikis as to how high the sukkah can be is only in a minimum size sukkah. But in a larger than Zayin al Zayin sukkah, Rav Hanan bar Ravez is saying there's no machloikis. Gemara is left in a quandary, has no pshat. It doesn't sound like it's like any one of the shitas. He just made a statement. If I have a sukkah larger than Zayin al Zayin, I have a new chiddush that if my sukkah is more than 20, it is kosher. Tosfos comments on this man de Amar, the Divrei of Hanan bar Rabba, Tzricha Taima. We don't know pshat in Rav Hanan bar Rabba. This is very important. The Yesh Mefarshim that is now quoted in Tosfos, another reason, is not mentioned in Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Some Achronim say it's a Haysafa to the Tosfos. What we see is a basic Yisoid. Basic Yisoid in the understanding of the Sugya. We don't know pshat in Rav Hanan bar Rava. Tosfos himself says we don't know his pshat. Why should a sukkah more than Zayin al Zayin have no limit to how high it can be? We don't know. But that's what he said. Why is this important? Because the Gemara goes on. Gemara says, Meisivei. Sukkah shigavayilam alam esri mamu psula. A sukkah that's more than 20 amas is possible. Rabbi Yehuda makshar at arboim v'chamishim amas. Rabbi Yehuda was matir, even if the sukkah is 40, 50, like we had by Karos, so he's matir the same thing. There's no limit to how high the sukkah can be. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Masa bilani amalka beloid. Shoysa sukkah so gavayim esri mamu. She was in Lud, and she actually had a sukkah that was more than 20 amas. V'hayus kenim nichnasim v'yoytzim l'sham. The Zakenim came into her sukkah. You know, have to say hello to the queen. You have to give her a covet. Our English know all about that. You know, her majesty. Come into the queen. You gave her a covet, and then you went out. And here, they didn't say anything to her about it, the fact that her sukkah was posel. Omru loy misham raya. What's your raya from there that a sukkah can be more than 20? Isha haisub turim in a sukkah. A lady's put from a sukkah. Omru land, wait a minute. Hey, she wasn't alone in that sukkah. She had seven sons. She had seven boys. Boys are chayiv in sukkah. They're sitting in a sukkah more than 20 amas, and nobody's saying a word, says Rabbi Yehuda. Is a raya that the height has no shear? Good. Gemara actually continues. Well, continues. All right, that's not important for us. The Gemara now continues. Gemara says, the oid kol ma'aseh le'osos al pi chachamim. A second reason why it's important to us that Rabbi Yehuda, that the sukkah was more than 20, because everything that Hilani Malka did was always al pi chachamim. She never veered from what the chachamim said. So the chachamim said a sukkah couldn't be more than 20, she wouldn't have built such a sukkah. Stay with me, I'm getting to the point. The Gemara now even continues, Toshma. The oid kol ma'aseh le'osos al pi chachamim. There are different shittas in the Gemara. One mandamar says the machloikis in the Mishnah is only if the walls don't reach the schach. If the walls reach the schach, then there's no machloikis. We've already talked about this year in Erevin. When the walls reach the schach, then it is shaltabain, and there's no machloikis. So the Gemara says, I can make that fit with his braisa. It is the derech. A queen could actually build walls that reach 20 amas high and reach a schach. Queens build tall walls. But when the Gemara says, when you're talking about this minimum size sukkah, l'madam rabbi sukkah tana machlaikis, is that the way a queen sits in a sukkah? Does she sit in such a small sukkah? So the Gemara says, you know what? Mishum tzniya, she sat in a little room. She had her little room. You know, you have to go into the queen. The queen doesn't sit in public. She sits in her little room. And that's why over there, she had in her little room, she was sitting in such a sukkah. What about the sons? Rabbanon, Baneh, Besukkah, Mal, Yavu, Yasvevi. E, Yasve, Bikshanis, Bishim, Tzitznias. Yehuda said, Baneh, Gabo, Havu, Yasve, Vafilu, Hochi, Le, Amri, La, Davar. The sons were sitting with her in this tiny little sukkah. And this is the sukkah that's meduber in this sugya. And in that kind of sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that you see in such a small sukkah, even more than 20 amas is kosher. Rashi asks a question. Bishlam of the sukkah is dalet amas al dalet amas. I can fit a woman, a mother, with seven sons. But Zion al Zion? I mean, I didn't bring my tape measure today, but that's about this by this Shir Chazanish. How do you fit seven sons in such a sukkah? Oh, mother and son, it's impossible. Rashi asked the Kasha, and Rashi says, you know what? It's Shver. This Gemara is not going like Rav Hanan. Where Rav Hanan Kasha. This sukkah is going means a sukkah dalet amas al dalet amas. That's the sukkah tana. But Zion al Zion, you're right. Rav Hanan bar Rava, not only don't we know pshat in Rav Hanan bar Rava, like Taisa said before, we can't even make him fit this braisa. Taisvis jumps in and makes the following statement. Le'litzrucha l'kitnayni shabob, ma shedochak b'kuntras, l'Rav Hanan bar Rava, ma raya l'Rav Yehuda, ho'yev shel shiva bonim b'shiva tfachim, lav pirchahi, dilma aruka tuva, the sukkah was very long. The correct gear should be Ela Shiva Tvachim. The width was only seven Tvachim. That's the gear, so the taste of the rush has been apparent. The width was only seven Tvachim. The length could go on forever. So, very good. It's like my porch. Those guys in my house, the mother sat, I guess, at the head of the table, and the boys sat all the way down the table. And that was a thin table, only seven Tvachim wide. The boy sat all the way down. It could have been four amas. However, they sat with all the room in the world. This taisvis ledaiti. I didn't see anyone ask this kasha, but ledaiti, this taisvis is a plia atzuma. A plia atzuma. Because we are assuming, we don't know the tamar of Hanan bar Rava. But whatever this gemara, machloikis, the minimum size sukkah, he says that's where the machlokes tanoim is. More than that, there's no machlokes tanoim. If you don't know the tam for a Hanan bar Rava, you have to assume that whatever this gemara is talking about, it's talking about a minimum size sukkah. So you can't say any chidushim except on a minimum size sukkah, says Rashi. Well, you don't have, it's impossible to have. Says Taisus, no. You can have a sukkah with seven tefachim one way and a length all the way. How could Taisus say that? That's not a minimum size sukkah. How do you know in that case there's a machlekas tanoim as to how high it can be? That might be the case of when it's more than Zion al Zion and there's no machlekas. How could Taisus say this? Without knowing the tam of Rav Hanan bar Rava, he doesn't know the pshat. How can you be mechadish, a chidush, in the shir of a sukkah? Is mukhrach to me that a shir, zayin tfachim, ad infinitum, is in fact a minimum size sukkah. How can that be? This is important, and what's nugeah for us. You see from this Tosfos a chiddush in the Yesod in how shiurim are said. We're used to hearing shiurim, dalet al dalet, zayin al zayin. That's how we talk. You know, you go into, you order something. You order things in square feet. Shiurim do not necessarily work that way. Tosfos must learn that the shiur is kedei roishai v'rochbai v'shulchanai. But that shear, Taisus learns, was stated in the width of the sukkah, the reichav of the sukkah. How do you get a length of Zion? By definition. If a width is seven, that's what the words mean. Length is always larger than width. If the width is seven, then the length automatically has to be at least seven, if not more. How else? If a reichav is seven, by definition, it's the smaller side. The other side must always be longer, at least as long or longer. This solves some major problems in sukkah, by the way. Huh? No. The width is seven. The width is seven.
70.
Who said less than? What did you say? Less than 70. I'm going with the gears to Ella Shiva Tvachim. Going with the gears to Ella Shiva Tvachim. That's the gears that says Rosh Hashanah to parrots. And the note on the side says that that's the. Hold on. Huh? They're sitting comfortably. They're sitting with a table in front of them, and they just go. That's Zion. The shear is Zion's Tvachim. I have a width of Zion's Tvachim sitting comfortably. This solves another issue, which the Achronim will raise. If the shear is Reish Yeruv Shulchanoi, so then the table, I understand Reish Yeruv, what we say is 6 by 6. The table is 1 tefach. It should be one tefach. Your shear should be 6 by 6 plus 1 by 1. How do you get to 7 by 7? The teretz is the shear was stated as a width, a one-dimensional shear. There was no shear set in the length. By definition, it comes out that way because if the roichav is Zion, by definition, the other tzad has to be at least Zion and could be even more. Based on this, Tosfos says, I'm dealing with a minimum size sukkah. I have no problem fitting my bonim into this sukkah. Okay, ad kan sukkah. What's got to do with us? We'll see. What is the minimum size of a mavui? Now, our Gemara says, machloikis, whether it's dalet tfachim or dalet ams. And by the way, I'll put myself on a limb here a little bit. If you hold dalet tfachim, it's a sheer mokum. It's not a mokum that's mishumish. You don't do anything with it except walk through it. So, Rav Yosef understood the minimum sheer mavui is a sheer mokum, dalet tfachim. Abai says dalet ams. That's still a shimush. He understands walking is also kind of shimush. To him, the shear ought to be at least dalet ams. But those are the two shear. But what is the minimum size of our mavui? We only have one side. We have a side of dalet tfachim and dalet ams. What's the other side? Well, we could say one of two things. We could say, as it ought to be, in a standard mavui, it may be dalet ames, ala reichav, ala pesach. What's the pesach of a mavui? Dalet tfachim. So I could say the shear is al dalet tfachim, because that is, we're assuming that for the moment, that's how Rashi certainly learns, the minimum size of a pesach is dalet tfachim, minimum size mavui, dalet ames, al dalet tfachim. I could say something else. I could say dalet ames, al panei kol reichav of the mavui. Because the reichav of the mavui is, that's what the pesach is. The kair has to go the whole way. I assume the mavui can go as wide as the pesach will go also. Now, if I say that, back to the Rush for a moment. The Rush told me that the shir hakak is dalet ames, but it goes al panei kol reichav. You have to address a problem right away. The Rush doesn't say anything more than that. What happened to the din of Orka Yesel Rochba? And especially, as the Rashba says in Avodas HaKadosh, Ezu Orka Yishal Mavoy Derech Knisosai. Umashenu Derech Knisosai Kari Rochba. Vafal Pi Sherochav Yesim Orka. The words Erech and Roichav over here in our Sugya do not mean length and width. Length and width in Hebrew, I think, and even in English, certainly, means the shorter side versus the longer side. Length, the longer side, width, the smaller side. He's saying here, Eirech means the derech knisa into the mavui. How you go in. So the derech going in, the tsur of a mavui, is the Eirech, has to be longer than the width. If the tsura, if the mavui is dalet amas long, but the reichav is 15 amas long, don't I have a problem here of Orka Yesel Rochman? How does the Torah explain that? Now, Tosfos, the Ritva addressed it, but in a very Zaitic way, in terms of our Sugya, how to understand how it fits in. But in terms of the Psak Halacha, there's nothing in the Rush. Tell me. You got to tell me that the size, you got to tell me the Shear. There's nothing here. Why isn't there a problem, according to Shita of Pnei Kol Rochman, with a din of of Yeser or Ka Yesel Rochbe. I think the teretz is the following. The din of Or Ka Yesel Rochbe is not a din in the shear of the Mavu. It's a din in the tsur of the Mavu. Meduber here is not to create a tsura of a mavui next to the Pesach. I need a shear.
Why does it have to be that way?
Why does it have to be a pedirocha? One moment. But I don't need a v'horaya. Another din in tsura of the mavui is it needs batim and chatzeres psuchim to the mavui. There's no din on the chakak that you need batim and chatzeres psuchim. Al karchach. This is not a din in a tsuras hamavui. It's a din in the minimum shear of a mavui. What is, huh? He doesn't ask it specifically. He asks it on the... Okay, and what is the answer?
The answer is like the mitzvah focuses on later on.
I understand. Okay, so as you say, in the rush doesn't deal with it. And as the they would have to talk about and tell me the mavui is talking about is hamavui. They don't say it. So I suggest the following. The meduber here is the minimum shear of a mavui. What is the minimum shear? You could say it's dalet amos, al panei rochboy, or you could say dalet amos, al dalet tvachim. It's 4 by 4 tvachim. And that, in fact, is how the Meir asked the question. He doesn't understand. If you're going to make a chakak of the minimum shear of mavui, so he says there's two possibilities. Either it's a pnei rochboy, or it's dalet tvachim. There's no other shear. So the two possibilities are the minimum shear, and as far as we know, there's only two. It's a pnei rochboy, which is the whole width, and in fact, if I have a mavui which is even wider, it's got to go that far out. Or it's the shear pesach, which is dalet tvachim. So this is what the Meiri maybe is even clearing. He's mesupik. What is the minimum shear? Either one, he says, I can live with. How did the Rif get the dalet amos or dalet amos? Now, it's possible that the other side of the Meiri is something like the Goyin Yaakov. He said the minimum shear was dalet amos or dalet tvachim, and I had to go the whole width because of the Goyin Yaakov's cheshbon, because it doesn't have a shem kaira, doesn't speak it out. But these are two possibilities as to what is the minimum shear of a mavli. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam is Rishonim, and let me point this out. Now, the teretz we've got to say here has got to be something very glot. Something that is, as I told all of you before, it can't just be a teretz. It's got to be something that's either so obvious that if you hold this way, it's pashut. If you don't hold this way, it doesn't make any sense. So here's what I think is the Rambam sheet. The Rashba introduces to us the words Orchel Arochbe mean. Orech means the Derech Knisa into the Mavui. And Reichav is the other Tzad, the Tzad Ol Pesach. The Rambam understood that the Tzad Orech means the Tzad that runs along the length of the wall of the Mavui. The Pesach is the entrance. The Orech is the side that runs along the length of the Tzad that has no entrance. Gentlemen, an entrance of a mavui only exists if there's a tsuras mavui. It's a din in a tsuras mavui. But a shear mavui is a shear. What the size is. Pesach is conditional on having a whole tsur of a mavui. The Rambam understands that when you're the chakak is a din in a shear mavui, there is no Pesach. This is not a Pesach. The kair is not a Pesach to this mavui. This is not the mavui. This is the shear mavui. What's the svara? The svara is like Rashi said. Rashi understood that when you're creating a mechitza for a rishus, remember the Rashi before in the sugya, we didn't go over that. Rashi says, according to the mandamar that holds, that it's yerid v'seis on the entire length, so there has to be a sheer rishus inside the mechitza in order to give this a shem mechitza. The Rambam understands this is not a din to give it a shem pesach. It's a din to create a wall of a mavui. To create a side of a mavui, by definition, it's a rishus, it's It is a like a machitza. It is a machitza to differentiate between outside the mavui to inside a sheer mavui. So I have to make inside the mavui a sheer mavui in order to give this a shame wall of a shame side she machitzas mavui. Zok the Rambam, the sheer then will be the minimum size of a mavui. And what is that minimum size? It's oirech dalid amos. And what does oirech mean? It's a tzad that is not connected to a Pesach. There is no Pesach here. It's just a kakak. The horaya, the Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't even have to be with, it says it has to be within Gimel, but it just has to be adjacent to this wall. It doesn't even sound, he says it can have lover to the wall. It's an Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't see it in the Rishonim. But this is just a shear next to the wall to give this a shame mechitzas mavui. And for that, there is no Pesach. So what's the shear? Dalin Amos. Dalin Amos are what? Dalin Amos. Because that is the shear. It's a shear of Dalin Amos. The studim are Dalin Amos al tzad of a Pesach. When there's no Pesach, so the shear automatically becomes Dalin Amos on both sides. There is no Pesach.
So why shouldn't it be next to Pesach?
Can't be miles. It has to be adjacent because it's the same with the shear. Because then it's not connected to it. It's dividing. It's dividing from this to the outside.
So shaykh's the Pesach.
What?
So shaykh's the Pesach.
Huh?
So shaykh's the Pesach.
It does.
Why do you need the Pesach?
Because it's dividing between what's outside to what's inside. It has to divide to what's inside the mavui. Just like the same thing by rishos. The rishos has to be right out right after the machitza.
So how's this rishos machshe? What's it?
The
Huh?
It's
coming to Machshir the Mechitza, as a Mechitza's Mavui.
The Mechitza of the Kaira.
Of the Kaira, that's created by the Kaira.
There's no place nothing.
It does. It does, because that's the Shear. For the height. I mean, you're talking about Al Ten Tfachim, you mean? Enochinami. 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 It was coming to find you needed a shear of 10 tefachim in order to have a mechitza. We're talking about what's less than 10. You're going to be making a chakak down to 10. I need a shear inside in order that they should have a shame mechitzas mavui. And that shear is the minimum size of a mavui. And we have three shitas as to what that is. We have one shita that says it's dalet amas al panei rochvoi. We have a shita that says it's dalet amas al panei dalet tefachim. And we have a third shita, which is all these rishonim, to understand there is no Pesach here. We do not vision the Kaira as being the Pesach of a Mavui. It's just a minimum Shir Mavui without Pesach. The Pesach is meaningless. Just have a Shir Mavui inside. Why yes? Why not? Because what's Mechayev it is not the Pesach. What's Mechayev is the Mechitza. I'm not creating a Tzuras Mavui here. It doesn't have Tzuras Mavui. It doesn't have to have Oirech Yesa Rochbei V'Horai Ram doesn't have it. It doesn't have to have Batim Upsuchim connect into it. Therefore, it's a Shir Mavui without Tzura. The Pesach is meaningless here. There is no Reichav per se. So then it's Kulei Oirech. The Kulei Oirech is Dalet Amos.
Why? So they have Dalet Amos by anything, by
Kol. It's not Kol Shu.
Why?
Because the that's what I was trying. That's why I brought that whole introduction. The Shir Oirech is a Shir on a side that is unconnected to Pesach. Both Stadim here don't have Pesach. Therefore, they need Dalet Amos. Shiurim are given occasionally, linearly. One side. That's what happens here, according to the Rambam. There is a shiur, only Dalet Amos. What does Dalet Amos represent? What does Oirech mean? So one way to learn is, it's defining a tzura. The Rambam understands, not so much, it's defining a side that's unconnected to a Pesach. That goes runs along walls. In this case, every side is an Oirech. So the shear is going to come out, Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos. That's correct. What's the problem? Doesn't mean, because the word Oirech here doesn't mean length. It means the size, it means the shear of the Mavui. It's another way of saying the dimension of the Mavui, the length, the dimension of the Mavui, al the Pesach. But if there is no Pesach, then all I have is that dimension. You're either going to say that it's included in the shear, a shear Pesach, or you say this is a shear that's said without a Pesach. When the shear is without a Pesach, then it automatically comes down to a mavui of Dalet Amos of Dalet Amos.
Why should the Pesach be reason for a kula?
Why not? That's how it's always said. That's how it was said.
That's how it was said.
Dalet Amos, that's how it was said. It said, Oirech Dalet al Pesach, al Tzidoy. The assumption was there was a... There's
it's not a Shir Movi. Shir Movi wasn't Dalet al Pesach. Because then that's the Shir. So I was given both dimensions of the Shir. I was given a length and a width.
You were told that the Shir of the Oirech is Dalet. And whatever that you can, the other side, if there isn't, there's always going to be on the side, could be as at the side of a Pesach. If there's no Pesach, then all I have is that side. If I have,
why can't I use a Shir Pesach?
Because there is no, because it wasn't a Shir Pesach. It was Al Pesach. There's no, if there's no Pesach, that's not, there is no Tzad included in the Cheshbon.
Why is there no Pesach here?
Oh, because the there isn't. It's just a shear. The fact that it happens to be a kaira, this is not a kaira as...
This is the Pesach to my mother.
No. So the Rambam's not learning that way. The Rambam is learning the need for the doubt. Yes, the need...
I don't have...
You have a shear, Mavui.
Listen
to me. Listen to me. What's mechayev this chakak is not the Pesach. What's mechayev the chakak is mechitzas Mavui. Like we found by mechitzas Rishus. It's mechitzas Mavui. So it's not coming mitzad the Pesach. It's coming mitzad the Mechitza. If it's coming mitzad the Mechitza, and I'm not building a Tzuras Mavui, this is not my Mavui. My Mavui is my greater Chetza. This is just to make a Shir in order to give this a Shem Mechitzas Mavui. So I only need here a Shir Mavui. When you're in incorporating a Shir Mavui into your Shir, and there is no Tzura here, there's no Pesach, there's no end, there's no beginning, there's no entrance ways, there's nothing. It's just a shear of what would be.
What should I do if my mother is
I don't see the problem.
What we're saying is that the Pesach is not really
shayach
to the mother.
No, the Pesach is shayach to the mother. The Pesach is shayach to the mother because, as part of a greater mother, I have three other walls. That's not what this kakak is. The walls are there already. That's the Rambam Shita. We said that before. So this kaira is just helping out this mavli. But there's a chiddush over here. Whenever you build, like that's what the Rashi was built on. You build a new daifin. Rashi said before, you build a new daifin, you have to have Rishus inside. So Rashi was talking before about Mechitzas, about the dinim in Rishus Arabim. And so there, Rashi said, this shir will be Dalet Tvachim, perhaps. Here, it's the shir Mavi. You're making Mavi. Mavi has different shirim. So what's the shir that has to go within this Mechitzas Mavi? Shir Mavi. What's the shir Mavi? So you're telling me, oh, it should be Dalet Amos, Alpanei Pesach. That supposes that we are the meduber here is a tzuras mavui with an oirech and a pesach, or it presupposes that's what the shear is. The shear is dalet amos, the minimum shear pesach al pnei reichav, whatever the reichav, whatever you want it to be. The Rambam's chiddush is that there is no pesach over here. It was dalet oirech with a kula if there's a pesach. Here there's no pesach. It's just a shear. Just the shear, the whole thing has the shear oirich. That's the shear of Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos.
If my mother is 3 amos wide,
what?
If my mother is 3 amos wide, I can't be machshir it?
Good question. That's a good question. What happens if we had a kur which is less than 3? I would assume, the Rambam doesn't talk about it, I would assume that you could. I would assume that you could. Because I would, but I don't know. It's a good kasha. I don't know. Maybe you can't.
Why is the Pesach
tremendous chiddush?
Tremendous chiddush. Either way, it's a tremendous chiddush. I don't know. I don't know. I have to think about it. I'll talk about it tomorrow. I have something to say. I have a little bit to add over here, and the little bit I add might address that. As you're saying, is what would be if it would be less? So then I don't have a sheer mavli inside. That's your question. I just don't have room for it. I mean, what would I do in such a case? I don't know if we ever misyachas to such a question because I don't know if the Chazal pictured it. What if it's on the edge of something? I'll have to think about it. All right. Huh? All right. Think about it, guys. Huh?
Why is the Pesach
huh?
Why is the Pesach irrelevant?
Because what's mechai of this, this is not part of a tzuras hamavui. It's just a sheer mavui that is being made mishum mechitzas mavui. The fact that it's a curry here, that's what I wanted to add. Even if I was just building a wall, I argue that you'd need the shear. It's just, you just there's no comparable case. Whose is this? This is yours. Huh?
What if you call the book Karmish Hecker?
I don't. What's it got to do with it?